Well, let us sing to God's glory in Psalm number 116. This is where we are singing this morning. 116 and verses 1 to 6 to God's glory. Let us read, first of all, some verses in the first letter of John, 1 John chapter 5, and reading from the beginning to verse 13. 1 John chapter 5, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And every one that loves him that begot him, loves him also that is begotten of him. We love the brethren. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And I want you to keep that verse in mind. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe, that is, continue to believe, on the name of the Son of God. Well, let us join together now in prayer. our Heavenly Father, holy and beyond our understanding. We worship again this morning through the name the Lord Jesus Christ, his name, the name that is above every name and before which every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Heavenly Father, this morning we are glad to be reminded in these few words that we have already read together of the simplicity and the finality of the gospel, the way of salvation, not obscure, not complex, not having to learn many deep formulas or enter into great esoteric experiences, but believing in Jesus Christ, and salvation is our possession, which will never be taken away. We recognize, O God, that there are many things that we must learn in order to live fully the Christian way of living for God's glory and our good. We recognize, O God, that there are many issues in our lives which need to be sorted out before we can enjoy fully the peace of God which passes all understanding. We recognize that there is that continual day-by-day experience of growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And yet the great issue of salvation is not something progressive or uncertain or something at which we have to work, because it is something done over and done with. When we believe in Christ, we receive free salvation and we are completed in him. And so this morning we pray that we would not be confused by the way in which so many teachers of religion make the way of salvation so complex and so difficult that men give up in despair. We find in the Gospels that there is a clarity and a consistency, not only in the Gospels, but in the Acts of the Apostles, in the book of Revelation, in all the epistles, in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, in the histories of Israel's ancient experiences. It is the same over and over again. The just shall live by faith and by faith alone. And so we rejoice this morning, O God, that he who has the Son of God has life. And those who do not have the Son of God, who do not believe in him, they do not have life, but the wrath of God remains upon them. And so we pray that we would be clear where we stand in this great matter of eternity, whether it is to be one of the endless regret and remorse and sorrow, or one of everlasting joy, that in this present brief and uncertain life of ours we met the Lord, and he met with us, and we received him, and he received us with an open and a loving welcome, and embraced us amongst all the children whom God has given to him. So this morning we pray that our hearts would rejoice, O God, in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. There is none like him. None ever shall be equal to him. And we pray that for us individually this morning and forever, he would be the supreme delight and desire of our hearts, and that we would love the Lord, and that we would love him who first of all has loved us. So we pray for ourselves, we pray for others who gather as we do throughout the world. We know that on this Lord's Day there are multitudes, millions of people calling upon the name of the Lord. We remember those who are not able to gather with us here publicly this morning. Some overseas, some on duty, we know. Some laid aside on sickness, we know. And we pray for them. And we pray for those who are listening and linking in with us this morning by telephone. And we pray that the word of God would be a good, saving, sanctifying word to them as to us. We pray once again for the nation of Australia in these days of confusion and increasing confusion, when there seems to be a kind of madness and a kind of deep and a dark foolishness coming upon us as a nation, where we don't seem anymore to be able to make the most basic distinctions of life and the great issues and the purposes of our existence seem to be totally ignored and unknown. And so we pray for this land of Australia, that through the preaching of the gospel, this land would return to God's ways and quickly, lest it be too late. And so we have many things to pray this morning, many causes of gratitude, and we give thanks to God, many causes of concerns, and we lay our burdens before the Lord, many causes of intercession, and Lord, you know the ones that are upon our hearts, and many causes for adoration. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that thy name would be hallowed, that thy kingdom would come, and that God's will would be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. This is our brief prayer this morning, O God, and always we pray through Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to read now in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're coming back again to this chapter. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're reading the whole chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And so on. Amen. Now, the intimations are evening service, of course, at 6 o'clock. and our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, and the services next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. as usual, and 6 p.m. and the Deacon's Court we're due to meet on Tuesday. Usual place, usual time, 5:45 at Linfield, the Deacon's Court. Now, we have some extra notices for you concerning a day of prayer. I'll just read what I've got here. You'll find that on the notice boards on either side at the vestibule there are notices giving you the information, really all the information that you need. The Synod has ordained, determined. Synod 2022 resolved that Saturday, the 30th of July, be appointed a day of prayer to seek the Lord's mercy and favor. The meeting could be hosted by Zoom and organized by the Clarksville Presbytery with the technical assistance of Reverend Robin So. Robin is our expert in technical matters in the Synod. He is the minister, of course, up at Raymond Terrace there. And we're very thankful for his expertise. Details on how you can log into this online meeting are on the notice boards in the church foyer. And a supply of the flyer is available for you to take. So there are some leaflets that you may wish. If we need any more, we can print out more. Just take them. They're there for your information. Yes, please note we do not propose to conduct a public meeting in the church on that Saturday. We have discussed this, and it's just not convenient for us in our location on a Saturday morning. Some congregations where they're in a more localized circumstance, it's easier for them to gather. But here in the middle of the city, it's not really convenient. So we're asking you to remain at home and link in with following the instructions. But you are able to join electronically or by telephone from your home. I'll just read something also that our convener of the Church and Nation Committee, George Ball, that he sent. I'll read part of this. He says, as you know, Synod approved that a day of prayer for our church and nation should be organized on Saturday the 30th, the 30th of July, 2022. Please find all the information, kindly forwarded again by Robin, that you will need. We hope that you'll be able to meet with your fellow members in your church building on the 30th, but if not, you will also be able to join individually online. Prayer is both personal and communal. He says, I'm sure that many of us struggle in our prayer lives. I hope, therefore, for that reason, that the day will encourage us all to meet around the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need. And again, there's a word here of thanks to Robin for his technical help. Grace and peace, George Ball, convener of the Church and Nation Committee. So that's the information on that topic. And feel free to ask any of us if you want further facts. And as I say, there are flyers and information in the vestibule for your convenience. We welcome visitors and we welcome back some of our folks who have been away enjoying family reunions and such like things. So we're glad to have you back with us again. And we now receive the offering. Well, let us continue in Psalm number 116 and verses 7 to 14. We sing to God's glory. 7 to 14, Psalm 116.